So thanks everyone for being here. And those of you who have been in Unity a long time know that we have a wonderful daily publication that has a message, inspirational message for each day of the year. And I'll ask Chrissy to come forward and read our daily word for today. And we'll let that move us then into a time of mindfulness, a time of prayer and meditation.
Good morning, everyone. And hi, everybody out there. Today's word from Daily Word is understanding. With understanding, my spirit is always cool. One of the best ways to remain calm in any agitating circumstance is to practice understanding. Seeking to understand gives me information and insight and eases my reactivity. It keeps my emotional thermostat dialed down if I am tempted to lose my cool. Perhaps poet Rudyard Kipling was referring to understanding in his poem, If, when he wrote the importance of keeping your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you. Properly mastered, my power of understanding gives me strength and presence of mind to be a beacon in times of trouble or crisis. Whatever this day may bring, I will carry the light of understanding with me. I am cool in spirit, I am understanding. And from Proverbs 17, verse 27, one who is cool in spirit has understanding. And the affirmation is, with understanding, my spirit is always cool.
As we breathe into this now moment, into the words that Chrissy shared with us about understanding, we allow this time as we breathe and relax to move us from that deeper, into that deeper place, from the outer sense world. We move into the deeper sense of understanding in the core of our being, in the spirit and soul of who we are. And we recognize that that is the place where we connect to and with infinite spirit, with God, with the breath of creation. And so as we all breathe, as we allow the breath to move throughout our entire being, as we let that breath move down through our legs, through our whole torso, through our body, and then out through our hands and our arms, and then up as we exhale, we release any tension, any negativity, anything that distracts us from this now. And as you continue to breathe, I will be toning our singing bowl, which resonates at that energetic level of love of the heart chakra. Let us be open to its healing vibration that moves through us. And so as we continue to breathe, we recognize that the breath of life moves throughout our entire being, not just into our lungs and our solar plexus, but it moves throughout the cells of our body. And it is the renewing breath of life. And we allow it to regenerate, to vitalize, revitalize our entire being. And we relax into and we know that this is our time. Our time. To be one with infinite spirit. To bring all of who we are. The frustrations, the challenges, the excitements, the things we're looking forward to. We bring all of that into this moment, that it may be illuminated in the infinite light of spirit. For it is all a part of who we are. And as we allow it to be, as we allow ourselves to be, we can feel this activity of spirit that is of infinite love, not of human emotion, but the very power of all creation. There is only one presence and one power in the universe. Allah, the breath. Love. And so we let the light of love infuse us, bless us. We feel the sparkles of it throughout our being. In our mind, as well as our body and our spirit. And we recognize the blessings that transcend just this physical experience, that go so far beyond, in that limitless realm of infinite possibility. And we know that this is our time right now to simply receive. For that love and that light and that blessing are of all creation for our highest good. And there is no limit to that which we can receive, that which we can feel activated in the core of our being, and that which we then draw forth into our experience in our physical world. And so we rest for a moment, immersed in this renewal. We rest for a moment in silence in this light of everlasting love and wholeness, in silent communion with God. And each of us in our own way. Are in this activity of healing. of being uplifted, of being inspired and guided forward, of releasing and letting go of that which we need no longer hold on to. That is the gift of this time of silent communion and oneness with Spirit. Remembering its ever presence, always there, guiding, supporting. And so we relax into and give thanks as we are open to this amazing flow. We now are infilled and have that to share back out into the world. And so we take this time also to surround our prayer box and the prayers and requests within it. We surround them in the light and the wholeness of Spirit. And we take a moment now also to speak aloud the names of our loved ones, friends, world situations, places that we would especially bless at this time. Emma, Karen, Bob, Jolene, Richard, Sue Ann, Linda, John, Teresa, M.A., Wanda, Mary, Dale, Tim, Gracie, Stephen, Unity of Michiana, Unity Worldwide Ministries and World Headquarters, people throughout the world whose hearts are seeking that higher connection, the love and the healing. Our world leaders. Barbara. Jill, Jessica, Johnny. Through that spoken word and through that intention, the breath of life that we breathe forth as co-creators with God, that we release unto the allness of healing and infinite Spirit, the allness of love. And we affirm it and we manifest it forth. We say thank you. And so it is. Amen.